Good morning. 6:15 a.m. on July 31st, last day of the month. Another beautiful day here in the neighborhood. And I'm out bopping along to Huey Lewis and the News covers on Coverville. I realized that I was quite literally bopping along, playing air drums as I walked, probably much to the amusement of the commuters going by. It's just, yeah, when it rocks out, the roots will out. So a lot of people enjoyed the reminiscence yesterday. That was quite cool. I did a lot of audio work. I did a lot of audio work yesterday. Didn't get it all done, which is good because today is Tuesday, which means it's sprinkler day, which means I can't record today, at least not till after 10:30. So I've got stuff to do this morning. And looking forward to working on that today. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that was weighing on my mind. Part of what I'm struggling with these days is that I really want to be writing and not playing with audio. I was doing so well, you know, with my 3 hours of writing, cranking out words every single day. And then I switched over to edit and production mode, and it's like, I want to write. So yeah, I got to push through this. I may work more than a couple hours today. I might work more than my 9 to noon, just to see if I can push through and get this stuff done. That would be cool. Then I could go back to writing. Let's see. I still have copy edits that I haven't put in. I got some yesterday afternoon. I got actually some last night while I was sleeping. So I gotta go play with those as well before I can format for the ebook and the paperback. So I don't think I'm going to make tomorrow. I really don't. Which is, you know, it's okay. I wanted to make tomorrow, but it's just not going to. I'd much rather it be as right as I can make it rather than as fast as I can make it. That will pay in dividends in the long run. So definitely something to consider. Also need to work on upgrading Ravenwood for the cover of the paperback, which is still the old Green Forest one. I'm sold out of that here at the house, so anybody who orders it from now on will be getting, at least ordering it from me, will be getting it in the new format. But the downside is that the Amazon and Barnes & Noble link and everything still shows the old green one, which is not the most attractive. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Okay, seems to. I've been up for a couple hours, so you'd think I'd stop yawning by now. But not happening. I don't have anything I really want to talk about today. I could go back into the memory banks again, I suppose, but I don't want to do that today. I mean, part of it's interesting. Thinking about that, it's what parts of it am I leaving out? How am I editing this for public consumption? Because you know perfectly well that I didn't tell you everything. Everything I said was the truth, but I left a lot of stuff out on. Which would be, you know, sort of expected. So tomorrow is August 1st, Lunasa. una lunasa, festival of wheat. Celebration of the wheat harvest, I guess, is more accurate. And appropriately, today I have to bake bread, so yeah. Actually, it would be more appropriate to bake it tomorrow, but that's okay. I'm almost out, so I'll have to make some today. I am really, whoever suggested the bread machine, thank you very much, because I am really, really, really enjoying the bread that I'm making. It's quite nicely flavored. It's quite delightfully unpredictable. Some days it's quite dense. Other days it's quite fluffy. I haven't quite figured out why. But it's quite interesting. And so every loaf is a new experience. The little paddle that goes in the bottom that makes things move around is often my first taste of the new loaf, because the dough, the gluten, gets wrapped around the base of it. And as a result, that little bit gets really overworked. And so it's quite frequently chewy, almost rubbery. But it tastes so good. It's such got interesting flavor to it. Particularly hot, coming right out of the pan. So quite amusing, quite a lot of fun. Oh, there's a lady I haven't seen in a long time. One of the regular dog walkers that I used to see all the time. I'm not quite sure if it was because I went at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock and today she's just late or what. But a lady with two big chocolate labs. Ah, I didn't see the lady with the little fat beagle this morning. Oh, shit. Today I have to take older daughter to band camp. 9 a.m. So I have to leave around 8:15. I'll be a little late starting this morning. Perhaps I'll start a little earlier. A lot of airplane traffic this morning for some reason. I can't quite figure out why. There's been one plane that's been flying around the neighborhood, which sounds odd, but really that's what they're doing, is flying around the neighborhood. That was just two planes just went over just now. I don't think they were flying in formation, but they were very close together, which is not usual. they looked close together. I suppose one could have been as much as 2,000 feet higher. And I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. Yawn. Oh, excuse me. So I'm really looking forward to breakfast this morning. I'm so hungry. And which is silly, and I shouldn't be, because I had a good dinner last night. I've basically stopped logging my food because I know how much I'm eating. I eat almost the same thing almost every day. There's some minor variations in it from day to day in terms of what entree I have for dinner or what I put in my sandwich at lunchtime. But the basic setup for the day is pretty much the same every day. Yesterday I had a wonderful salad for dinner with basically cucumber and lettuce with homemade balsamic vinaigrette, which was lovely. I enjoyed it a great deal. I got a full satisfying complement of crunch while I was grilling my salmon last night. Today I'll have to make chili, I suppose. Kids get a little bit testy if I give them too much grilled stuff in a week. So, yeah, I need to go to the grocery store today. I'll get some ground turkey, make some chili. Didn't think I had a lot of problem with the microphone before, but lately it's been sort of kind of a pain in the butt. Not quite sure why. Jogger going by my blind side. Surprise! I wonder how much difference jogging would make rather than just walking. To begin with, I couldn't jog for 2 miles. At least not at first. I'd be lucky to jog around a block. It would also mean a significant change in footwear, clothing, and I wouldn't be comfortable doing it in the wintertime, so perhaps it really doesn't matter because it's not something that I could continue. And the incremental value of doing it every day is much bigger than what I might get out of jogging for part of the year, I think. I could be fooling myself, but that's my theory. And let's see what else. I have these projects that I've committed to, and the problem is I've got all this other stuff I want to do and it doesn't involve those projects. I have to write a short story, work for hire. I've got 2 works for hire, one of which is going to get pretty hot here pretty soon. I'm going to have to deal with it. Today is audio day, so I'm not going to be writing at all today. It kind of makes me feel bad. I need to look about that. Maybe I need to reserve my writing time for writing, and audio work goes in the rest of the day. Problem is, that's not really fair to the family. This balancing act thing, trying to be fair to the family and still get my work done, is quite a challenge. I suppose adding a few hours of audio work in between is not really that big an imposition. the time that's really the imposition is the quiet time, the time when they can't run water, can't do laundry, can't run the dishwasher. The air conditioning can't be on. Sprinkler system can't be running. The audio editing stuff, that's what takes the most time, so I can do that when it's noisy, like I'm going to do today. Oh, what a beautiful morning. It's a little dampish, it's a little cool. It's not chilly, it's like 65 degrees out here, but it's got a beautiful feel of morning to it. The picture this morning showed golden sunrise. The grasses are all golden brown. Tomorrow's the grain harvest festival, grain harvest holiday. Yep, I can see why. Hiking along and not talking. I should rename this Not Talking on My Morning Walk and just have you listen to the morning going on around me. Yeah, I'm sure that would keep everybody totally riveted. I think the only reason you listen now is that you wonder what I might actually blurt out inadvertently. Sort of like watching a train wreck. Good morning. The jogger who went by me on the blind side, just on her way back through. See, today's Tuesday, so I have to put out the milk order tonight. This gorgeous little mist hanging on the field gives it a very almost ethereal look. It's quite lovely. Gorgeous morning. I'm glad I got to share it with you. Sorry it was so many times when I didn't actually say anything. I was just sort of walking and enjoying the day. I hope you did too. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow will be another day, and I will talk to you then.